Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be. This week we're talking about your amazing mind here on Caffeine for the Soul. And today we're talking about using your mind like a laser. And I just got to warn you, it's not what you think. So if you were kind of tuning in, you haven't heard these before, and you thought, oh, finally, something that's going to tell me how I can concentrate on one thing for long periods of time, excluding all others. That's actually not what I mean by using your mind like a laser. Because what people think about as laser-like focus is actually often a stressful state of mind. We actually often get so concentrated, our focus gets so narrow, our aperture gets closed so tightly that when we look up again, after being in that state of mind, our shoulders are tight, our neck is tight, our forehead is tight, we have a headache. I'm not talking about using your mind like a laser in that way. I'm talking about the way the mind seems to work to bring you fresh, new, incisive thinking about whatever it is you'd like fresh, new, incisive thinking about. And my metaphor is a laser, but I don't want you to think of a shiny Star Wars super duper laser. I want you to imagine a laser made in the 1950s, maybe by the Soviets. You know, it's kind of a little creaky, and it does work, and it's very sturdy, but, you know, it's not slick. Because that seems to me to be how the mind works. Now, any laser scientists amongst you, feel free to comment on how inaccurate my description of how a laser works is. But the way it's been explained to me is when a laser charges up, what's happening is light is being bounced back and forth and back and forth and back and forth between mirrors inside the laser. And then at a certain point, when it builds up to a certain intensity of energy, it's released out in a focused beam. So that's why in all old science fiction movies, which is, of course, my basis for all scientific knowledge, you hear that, you know, the laser gets aimed and then it kind of turns on and then it builds up and then, and suddenly you have this amazing laser light that streaks out. Well, the mind works kind of like that. So it kind of, wherever you aim it, it doesn't really start charging up till you stop moving it. So let's say you want to get fresh new thinking about a new project that you're working on at work. Well, if you think about that new project, but then you think about the other projects you should be thinking about work, and then you think about what you're going to have for dinner, and then you think about what you had for dinner last night, and then you think about the conversation you had over dinner last night about what you're going to have dinner about tonight, and then you try and go back to think about this new project. Well, the laser's moving around so quickly that it never has time to charge up. So you never really get the full effect, the full power of the mind to work on your problem. Now imagine that you just gently aim the laser in the direction of whatever it is you want to fire the laser at. You gently aim your mind. You direct your mind towards whatever it is you want insight into, whatever it is you want fresh new thinking about. So let's say it's that new project at work. Now you don't try to force, okay, let's brainstorm. We'll talk about brainstorming in another one of these podcasts. But you just kind of think about it. You reflect on it. You see what comes to mind. You may jot some things down. You may talk it out with a friend or write it out in a journal. And as you sort of reflect on that, almost like having it on the back burner of a stove, ideas start to come to mind. Things begin to occur to you. And that's like the laser beginning to charge up. And if you stay with it, you'll find that at a certain point, it's like a laser of insights begins to fall forth. You begin to get idea after idea after idea. You begin to, in some cases, get ideas so quickly, you can't even quite keep up with writing them down. And sometimes they're gentler. Sometimes it's more a feeling of knowing what to do than a list of specific actions. And the mind will do that for you every time, because that's how the mind works. Your amazing mind will deliver fresh new thinking about whatever you aim it at. And you don't have to fire the laser. You just have to aim it and kind of hold it still long enough for the laser to charge up, for your mind to wake up to the direction you're aiming it at, and for that river of insights to begin to flow. So that's your homework for today, is to choose something to aim your laser at. Choose something to direct your mind towards, and then look in that direction and do nothing and see what comes forth. Have fun, learn heaps, happy exploring, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.